This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar will make suo moto statements in both the Houses of Parliament today regarding the situation in Bangladesh. Dr. Jayashankar will make a statement in the Rajya Sabha at 2:30 p.m. and in the Lok Sabha at 3:30 p.m. Earlier in the morning, the government convened an all-party meeting on the issue of Bangladesh. During the meeting in New Delhi, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar briefed the leaders about the ongoing developments in Bangladesh. In a social media post, Dr. Jayashankar appreciated the unanimous support and understanding that was extended in the all-party meeting. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, Home Minister Amit Shah, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju, and Union Minister and BJP President JP Nadda were present in the meeting. Leader of Opposition in the Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, TMC Leader Sudeep Bandyopadhyay, NCP SP Leader Supriya Sule, RJD Leader Meesa Bharti, SP Leader Professor Ram Gopal Yadav, and T.R. Balu of DMK were among the opposition leaders who were present in the meeting. Union Minister and JDU Leader Lalan Singh, Union Minister and JDS Leader H.D. Kumaraswamy, Union Minister and TDP Leader Ram Mohan Naidu, and LJPR Leader Arun Bharti also attended the meeting. The government today said the country has witnessed significant reduction in the left-wing extremism in the last 10 years. There is a reduction of 53% in the number of cases associated with left-wing extremism between May 2014 to April 2024 as compared to 2004 to April 2014. Replying to supplementaries during the questionnaire in Lok Sabha, Minister of State for Home Nityanand Rai said, the number of districts that are affected due to left-wing extremism has now come down to 38. He informed that the number of affected districts was 126 in 2013. He also said that there has been a significant reduction in the number of both civil and security casualties in the left-wing extremism-affected areas. He added, over 1,800 security personnel lost their lives during 2004 to 2014, while the number has come down to 509 in the last 10 years. Director General of Border Security Force, BSF, Daljeet Singh Chaudhary, made a visit to the Indo-Bangladesh border in the North 24 Parganas district of West Bengal today. The primary objective of the visit is to review the operational preparedness and strategic deployment of the BSF in these critical border areas. In view of the situation in Bangladesh, the BSF has issued an alert along the Indo-Bangladesh border to ensure enhanced security. The UK government has called for a United Nations-led probe into the unrest that led to the resignation of former Bangladeshi Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina and leaving the country yesterday. Foreign Secretary David Lammy said the United Kingdom wants to see a peaceful and democratic future for the South Asian country. India will host the Bay of Bengal Initiative for Multisectoral Technical and Economic Cooperation, BIMSTEC Business Summit today in New Delhi. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar will inaugurate the three-day business summit this evening. Keynote addresses will be delivered from Commerce and Industries Minister Piyush Goyal and other leaders. Tarang Shakti 2024, an international air exercise, will begin from today at the air base at Sulur, Coimbatore. The exercise will continue till the 14th of this month. 30 countries across the world, including US, Germany, France, Australia, UAE and Singapore, will be participating in the exercise with state-of-the-art fighter jets performing exercises. Domestic benchmark indices rebounded sharply today, rising over 1% in early deals amid mixed cues. It comes a day after global share markets, including Indian stocks, suffered massive losses. In Paris Olympics today, Indian men's table tennis team will face China in the round of 16. In wrestling, Vinesh Phogat faces Japan's Yui Susaki in the 50kg women's freestyle. In the women's 400m repechage round, Kiran Pahel will be trying to progress forward. And that is the end of this news bulletin.